If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
Hey there, Gianni here from Pixel Sift. Now, obviously, you know that we are a podcast because you're listening to us right now as a podcast. But did you know that we have a heap of articles on our website? That website, pixelsift.com.au. This is an extended version of the interview that I did with Chad Toprak. A bit of a bonus for you. Chad is the creative director of the Free Play Festival, which has been happening in Melbourne for 15 years now. Starts this week. You can head to the website to read the written version, or you can have a listen right now to this extended interview that I did with Chad. Let's jump in. This year marks the 15th year of Free Play Festival, which celebrates international and Australian independent video games, and it aims to foster an environment of critique and discussion around games practice. Free Play was founded in 2004 by Catherine Neal and Marcus Westbury at a time when Australia was home to a number of high-profile studios such as 2K Australia, Chrome, Melbourne House, Team Bondi, Blue Tongue, and Pandemic, just to name a few. Chad Toprak is the festival director of Free Play, a role he's held since 2017, and he says that the festival aims to create a healthier and more collaborative environment to make games, and that the festival was founded at a time when the local industry was very different.
So this is 2004, and it was around the time when Australia still had large studios around. And part of the reason as to why Free Play began was that there was a lack of space to have conversations around games practice and games criticism. A lot of studios were siloed off and quite in competition with one another. So there was not much interaction going on between these studios. And so Free Play came about in a time when, the industry, both locally and internationally, wasn't at its healthiest, right? And yeah, and so Catherine Neal, who at the time was, I think, working for Melbourne House, thought, look, it'd be great to have a space away from our bosses and to get together and share some of the problems that we're facing, some of the challenges, and see if we can help build and construct a more healthier and ethical and sustainable community of games practitioners.
Since then, the industry in Australia has shifted significantly. Most of the AAA studios have closed as a result of changing economic conditions that meant that making games in Australia at the previous scale and volume was far less viable. While much of the talent remains in Australia, independent studios and smaller teams now make up much of the 900 or so full-time employed game developers.
You know, Free Play exists as a response to and a critique of the status quo, and also kind of like providing an alternative space to the mainstream. So a lot of what Free Play does is focus on these fringes, right? A lot of experimental and alternative things that happen within games that would otherwise not have a space to exist or to be celebrated. We look at 2011, 2012, 2013, when independent games really started to boom. And we look at where independent games are now, and it's kind of become, it's become the mainstream, it's become the status quo. And we live in an age where practically everyone is now indie. And so as an independent games festival, we have to ask the hard question, what does it mean to be indie when practically everyone is now indie? And basically our answer at this stage is kind of to continue to push at the boundaries, right? Like what the mainstream does is it co-opts the space that the fringes that, you know, independent games used to exist in, right? It kind of embraces those fringes, and those fringes eventually become the mainstream. And as a festival that acts as a response to the status quo, we're often having to be quite fluid and adjusting ourselves. So we're always pushing at the boundaries and expanding. And so now I feel like we're at the stage where we're looking at games as perhaps arts practice and really interrogating what that means and what it means to be an art form.
Toprak says he thinks that there has been some misconceptions about what Free Play is trying to achieve by setting itself aside from the mainstream.
I feel like historically Free Play has suffered perhaps from being slightly antagonized by the more established side of the industry, kind of perceived as perhaps anti-industry. Whereas in my eyes, it's never quite been anti-industry. It's just been critical of it, which I think is super important to foster a healthy and sustainable and ethical industry. But, you know, criticism can often be perceived as being like an attack or something, whereas in my eyes, it's never been the case.
Part of building that connection and conversation with industry is the Free Play Conference, which features keynote speakers Hannah Nicklin and Richard LaMarchand, as well as developers and industry members from Australia and the world. The industry also comes together to select nominees and winners for the Free Play Awards across 9 different categories and are awarded on the final night of the event. Free Play Festival celebrates its 15th year this year, and while some might look on at Victoria and Melbourne, where it's held, and feel frustration that their own city doesn't have an equivalent event, Toprak says that Free Play is the example that shows it's possible to create a space of your own.
I hear this a lot from people who are outside of Melbourne or outside of Victoria, looking at Victoria as like, you know, and Melbourne as the city where all the games things happen. And my response to that has always been, if you feel like something doesn't exist in your city, that is for you to realize that actually you can make it happen yourself if you really want to. And it didn't occur to me until someone pointed it out. And so that can be quite powerful, like suddenly realizing that you don't need to wait to be given permission to start something. You can just like DIY it.
Free Play Festival is held in Melbourne on the 7th to the 12th of May. Tickets are available on the Free Play website, freeplay.net.au. You can read a written version of this story on our website. That's pixelsift.com.au. And if you can't get to Free Play, Sarah is going to be there. She's going to be covering it. So head back to that website and you'll see stories from the festival this week. What do you think of this little bonus format of episode? Let me know. You can send us a message on Facebook or Twitter or jump into our Discord, pixelsift.com.au/Discord. Tell me what you think. If you like this, we'll do more. Thanks. See you next time.
If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.